Last month, on January 7th, the Redwood County Commissioners voted to approve of a refugee resettlement. And this sort of blindsided a lot of people. They weren't expecting it. And so there was a public meeting at the public forum at the next Redwood County Board meeting. And one of the people who spoke at this was Roger Bauman from the Wabasso area. Hello. He's in the studio now.
How are you doing?
I am doing okay, and I want to find out more. You're one of the people organizing a Redwood County Refugee Resettlement Program, and I just want to get the word out and let people know about this. And so could you just tell a little bit about, we'll start off with when and where is this meeting, informational meeting, taking place?
Well, it's going to be at the Redwood County Community Center on 13th of February at 6:30, and we've got some invited guests coming to include the United Community Action Partnership, a representative from there, a representative from Southwest Health Human Services, and then we have our presenter, which is goes by the name of Ron Branstoner, and he's been following this program and the refugee resettlement program and its impact on the community for several years. And this all started out with President Trump signing an executive order giving counties and local communities the option of being able to say yes or no to the acceptance of these refugees. Someone in the bureaucracy along the way, I believe it was at the federal level, maybe the state, that decided that they reinterpreted his general order to be, or his executive order to be, to mean that perhaps the governor himself could make that decision for the whole state.
Yeah, I know Governor Walz has expressed his thoughts about that. He believes he seems to believe he has the right to decide for the entire state of Minnesota?
Yes, and then that was done through a misinterpretation, in my opinion, of some bureaucrat that decided that that's what they were going to do. And so the governor decided, okay, he's going to make that decision, and he says, sure, we'll take on as many as we can. So it kind of takes us out of the loop, and well, that kind of didn't set too well with many of us because there's a lot of costs involved, there's a lot of issues involved, and decisions were made without having a lot of information available, especially to the people. And so we, as a group, got together, a few of us, and we're organizing this meeting coming up on the 13th, and we invite the general public, anybody that's interested, to come.
And this isn't just for specifically Redwood County people, too. Renville, Brown County, Yellow Medicine, people are all going to be affected by this, and so they're all welcome at the meeting.
That's correct. That's correct. This is not going to be just exclusive to Redwood County because, like you said, it's going to affect every county in the state. It's something that I think we need to give a very serious look at, and we need to understand exactly what everything involved is and how much this is going to cost and how it affects our schools, how it affects our medical facilities. You know, we're supposed to, under this program, provide food, clothing, housing, education, interpreters, all sorts of different things. This is all laid on the on the taxpayers, and it's just not fair to us without having any kind of a voice in saying yay or nay.
So the Redwood County Commissioners had this vote on January 7th, and a lot of people don't seem to have known what was going on at that point. They heard about it after the vote happened. Is that was your situation, right?
Correct.
At the meeting after that, the county board meeting after that, there was a public forum at the beginning at 8:30 in the morning, the standard time for these things, and a lot of people showed up to express their, I'll just say it, outrage over it, and there were a lot of concerns about things you brought up about public safety, about a lot of people are seem to be confusing the refugee issue with the illegal immigration issue, sort of conflating those two. I know you were one of the people who spoke at the meeting expressing concerns about it, and so when I first heard about this informational meeting that you're organizing, I was a little, I wanted to see, I went and looked at the information I said, and I thought, well, you're actually doing a very balanced job here of trying to present both sides of the issue. How important is that to you?
Well, I think it's critically important. I think people need to completely understand what the whole situation is. It was presented to the county commissioners by one side only, and so I don't really fault them 100%, but they did not do their homework properly, I don't think either, but I think they were kind of taken aback from it, and it sounded good, and you only get one side, and of course you're only going to hear the best side of the one side, so they made their decision on that. People that heard about it after the fact, such as myself, why we weren't too happy with that decision, and we were kind of left out in the cold on it, and we want to express our opinion on this, and so let's bring out all the facts, let's understand the entire situation, mm-hmm. and then let's make a decision.
Do you have any sort of long-term goal for this, as far as getting the word out? Are you maybe hoping that the county commission will take another look at it, maybe do a revote, or what are you hoping to accomplish with this meeting at this point?
Well, we want to accomplish fairness for everybody, and most of all, I think we need to be fair to the taxpayer because they're the ones that's going to end up paying the bill. And that would be, for me and many of us, our first concern, because this is, we can only do so much. Redwood County is not the richest county in Minnesota, and we can't take on these kind of burdens, and especially if we don't have a choice in the matter. If we have an opportunity, which the president gave us in his executive order, then why can't we have that opportunity to voice our opinion, make our opinion known? Our commissioners do represent us, so they should understand and let us be able to express our feeling, our thoughts, and everything about this prior to them just making a vote. We need our voice heard.
As far as people that you invited to take part in the meeting, I just want to clarify something that I noticed at the public forum that they had. Is you've invited United Community Action Partnership and Southwest Health and Human Services, and I got the impression that some people at the meeting believe that those are somehow government entities. The representatives from those organizations aren't speaking for the government, correct?
No, they're speaking as the government. The connection between this and what almost sounds as if it's a charity is mm-hmm. the government running a charity, and that's totally not constitutional. I base my arguments on that altogether because it's basically a redistribution of wealth, and I kind of go by James Madison. I mean, he says, I find no article in the Constitution that I can lay my finger on mm-hmm. that authorizes the Congress to expend the people's money for the purpose of benevolence. So it isn't there. The authority isn't there for this. And yet we've done a lot of things in the last several decades that fall under the category of giving away federal funds to unauthorized people in sweet-sounding, nice-sounding program names, and it just seems to continue and grow rather than solve the problem that they're supposed to solve. And what it comes down to is that Redwood County cannot afford all of this. Surrounding counties down here can't afford all this. I mean, we've got roads, we've got bridges, we've got other infrastructure that take priority over so many of these things, and we just don't we can't take on the burden of running charities at the same time. We just want some relief and we want some fairness.
One of the concerns you've mentioned is cost, but also at the meeting was brought up the issue of assimilation. Could you talk about that a little bit?
I don't completely 100% understand it, but they say that these people are going to be acclimated within a 90-day period. They don't speak English, or many of them don't. They come from cultures that I don't understand, and I'm sure many people don't. And then yet we're supposed to say that within 90 days they're on their own and paying taxes. And honest to goodness, I just don't see that to be very realistic.
Okay, one last question. What am I forgetting to ask? What do you want people to know about that I'm not asking?
You know, who's responsible? Are we responsible for the entire world and all their problems? I mean, we've got enough of our own. We're a sovereign country. They are a sovereign country. If people want to, you know, offer funding or help in some way to another country where there's a lot of problems like that, let's maybe do it there. Do it in their own country. Many of these people don't want to leave their country, but some of them don't have a choice. But that's not our responsibility. You know, we fought a revolutionary war to become independent. A lot of people died. A lot of people sacrificed many, many things. And we can't do that for everyone in the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome.